Okay, this is Greg Carrick, the Community Connection Show here on Yarraville FM 99.1. I've got Lee Barker, not in the studio. We're doing one of those video conferencing things again. And how are you going, Lee?
I'm going really well. I'm learning lots of wonderful new technology.
Yeah, isn't it amazing what we can do nowadays? And even though the video conferencing is made for, you know, people getting together and actually seeing each other as well, the audio is good enough for radio, so that helps.
That's great.
Now, with these stage three lockdowns and social isolation and all that sort of stuff, that's put a real crimp in a lot of events. A lot of community groups have found that they can't do things. And that, of course, would also affect Eastern volunteers. How are you coping with all this?
Yeah, look, we've had to adapt quickly and change the way we do things very much, like a lot of organisations. We've actually been just blown away, though, by how many people still want to help and want to make a difference. Yeah. And so we've actually created what we've called a centralised volunteer bank. And in that space, we're getting people from all over the four council areas that we connect with and further afield to register that they're interested in helping. And we're connecting those people with new roles that are occurring from this situation.
Yeah.
So business as normal has changed, but business is still really busy.
Yeah, so how does this community bank work?
Yeah, it's fantastic. People just can contact us directly. They can go through our email, which I can give you a bit later on, just recruitment at Eastern Volunteers. But it's where people can say, we're interested, we want to help. And what we do is that we have a referral form and we get that done and we put people, we register them into the bank. And then as soon as we hear of needs, we then refer and match those people to needs. So some of the fantastic things that have already happened is that we've been able to help a meal delivery service keep functioning. We've been able to be delivering essential services and shopping to people that are isolated, getting involved with a lot of welfare checks for people that are on their own, some online sort of remote support. Even an animal shelter was getting inundated and needed support in doing some remote, online home checks so that they knew homes were safe to put animals in. So we've been able to connect people through this bank to those roles. So a lot of different roles and people doing business different, but people still needing to help and a lot of people wanting to help, which is great.
Yeah, now how's it affecting your staff? Are they all working from home?
Yeah, really interesting. We've adapted well. Eastern Volunteers, it was set up well for us to be working from home. The setup and the reality is always different. We have different divisions within the organisation, and for my team, we're working really hard to stay connected even though we're distant. I know our community transport team are doing a lot of great things about having, you know, virtual dress-up days and things like that, but I think the need to take that extra effort to stay connected that we take for granted, it's really important that we take that step because we need to know we're connected and part of the bigger if that's the way that we function.
Yes, so do you think people understand that your doors are still open?
I hope so. We're getting a real lot of fantastic response through the councils. We're partnering with them very much and supporting them directly that way. So with Yarra Rangers, there's a lot of connection being done around referring anyone that's contacting the council wanting to help through to us, so they know that there's a linkage there. And we're connecting with the emergency relief networks as well. So I have had a few emails to say, sorry to hear you're closed. And it's like, well, we're not closed, But we are doing things a bit different. The office is might be pretty empty, but the business is still going on.
Yes, the this whole thing has affected many, many community groups. For the ones that would normally contact you, how many of those have sort of dropped off and simply can't use you because they've closed the door, and how many are still going, do you think?
Yeah, numbers are really hard, Greg, but there are a lot of organisations that have had to stop their volunteering at the moment due to it's just not possible or feasible. A lot of the groups where there's a lot of high contact between you know, what's provided with people. A lot of services have had to stop their normal process. But of those, a lot of them have still been in contact to say, we have this volunteer group of people, how can they be involved? How can they be supporting elsewhere? It's been a really wonderful time for organisations to support each other differently than they've done before. So, you know, we might have a group that's needing more volunteers and another organisation or business that actually have had to put theirs on hold, and they've been able to be partnered together and support each other. So on that way, it's really positive, but there's a lot that has had to stop. And for volunteers, that's really tough. They're doers. They want to be involved and they want to help. It's part of our mental health plan and the way that we, our whole well-being. So it is hard when we can't help. And at the moment, there's, you know, a lot of people wanting to be involved, a certain amount of need, and that balance is forever changing. But it is hard when you're a doer and you have to stay home and be quiet. It's tough.
Yes. We're going to have a bit of a music break, and then I'll get back to you because there's another couple of questions I want to go through with you to see how Eastern Volunteers are coping with things. Here's a bit of Fleetwood Mac, Go Your Own Way. Okay, a bit of Fleetwood Mac there. It's 2:15. This is Yarra Valley FM 99.1 on my iPad. I've got Lee Barker from Eastern Volunteers and chatting to Lee about how the lockdown has affected Eastern Volunteers and the work that they do. Now, you would have had a bank of volunteers anyway, but with the lockdown and people's lives changing quite dramatically, have you lost any volunteers?
We haven't lost volunteers as such, but we've definitely had a lot of volunteers have to opt out of our services, probably around the age limits, the different recommendations from government. So a lot of our drivers in particular have had to step down from driving, being over 70 or over 60 with an illness or something similar to that. Many of these have actually redirected and started doing, being involved in other ways from their home, whether it be phone calls, supporting clients, things like that. However, some aren't able to do that because of different connectivity issues and things like that. So There is a group of people who are desperately waiting to get back involved. We've had another lot of volunteers that would come in into the office and do a lot of administration for us. That has had to be put on hold as well. Some of those are doing that from their home base for us as much as we can. Some of those have been put over into the phone call bank of supporting people as well. So I don't think we've lost volunteers as far as people dropping out, not wanting to be involved, but we've had to be very creative in how we sort of, re-engage people in a different role and also keep people connected. These people that have had to stop, they're hating it. They want to get out there and be involved and make a difference, but they've also got to follow along with the guidelines.
Yeah, and as I said before, people's lives are changing so dramatically, so there might be people out there who haven't volunteered before, and now they find for various reasons they have a bit of time. So would Eastern Volunteers welcome new volunteers?
Absolutely, absolutely. So what we're doing, like I mentioned before, it's called a centralised volunteer bank, and we're actually having a lot of people register into that have never volunteered before. It might be people who are in full-time employment normally but now have been stepped down. There might be people that are professionals that are working in different fields, but actually now that paid work has finished or that paid work has changed its time commitment. So a lot of people who haven't volunteered before are registering in our bank. A lot of volunteers from other organisations are coming over and registering in the bank. And the idea is that this is here for this time and for this purpose. So as a response to COVID-19. So the idea is that these people are in this bank and hopefully utilised as needs are arrived. And then when we're back to normal life, they'll go back to their normal life. But it's this definitely a response to the here and now. And it's just wonderful to see so many people saying, hey, can we help? And saying, I come from a legal background. I come from a marketing background. I come from I'm a handyman, I'm a whatever, and that's been fantastic to just bring them together and then sort of, here's a need, let's put that person that way.
So if people want to get involved in your new bank of volunteers, how do they get onto you?
The best way is to email recruitment@easternvolunteers.org.au, so that's recruitment@easternvolunteers.org.au. We've got a couple of ads up on Seek Volunteer. You can just ring in to Eastern Volunteers, but probably better to go via the email, the recruitment email.
And when they email you, do you want them to attach a resume or anything?
If they want to, that can be really helpful. So the initial email is sort of to say, hey, we're interested. What the process is that they will get an email back from us to thank them for that and then have a form to be filled in at that point. And at that point, we're asking for things like a little bit about the background, what areas you want to be volunteering in, and then asking some questions around, do you have a police check? Do you have a working with children's check? Do you have a licence? We don't want those numbers, but we just want to know what people have so that when different agencies are requesting, if they need people with working with children's check, we can refer that person rather than someone that doesn't. And at that point, that's probably when a resume would be helpful if people wanted to pass it on.
Yeah, excellent stuff. So the Eastern Volunteers, the help you guys can give people and groups is still available. Is that across the board, or if you have to curtail some areas of help that you can give?
No, it's still across the board. And if anything, it's sort of developed more in certain areas as a response to what's going on as we partner with councils and partner with emergency relief networks to see how we can be helping. We've probably increased what we are doing in certain areas than before. Some of our community transport has had to be changed with the regulations, but there's definitely still support there to our clients in need. And if, if someone's listening that really is isolated and needs support, please contact us at Eastern Volunteers and we can reach out into support into that as well. That's probably on 98707822, 98707822. So if someone is isolated and really needs help with shopping and delivery of emergency essential things, let us know and we can either help you directly or refer you to the person that can best help you.
Okay, that's very good, especially out here in the Yarra Valley where there's a lot of towns even that are more isolated. There's a road in, a road out, and buses, but no rail, and no real big shopping centres even in some towns. So the help that Eastern Volunteers can give out here in the Yarra Valley specifically is very useful. Okay, well, thank you very much, Lee. And don't forget, listeners, the contact points, easternvolunteers.org.au, or the phone number, 9870-7822. So get onto that if you are in need, or if you're a community group who either needs some help or can offer help as well, then give Eastern Volunteers an email or a phone call. Thanks for your time, Lee.
Thank you.
And yeah, I'll get back to you later in the month, see if there's any new news you want to bring us in a month, see how we're going. Don't really know if we'll still be in lockdown or anything else will have changed by then, but
fingers are crossed.
Yeah, it looks like a bit of a long-term thing for us.
Yeah. Thank you for the opportunity.
No worries. This is Yarra Valley FM 99.1.